We're here with our 2009 NASCAR Camping World Series East Champion, 17-year-old Ryan Truex. Also with us is Championship Crew Chief Mike Greachy, Michael Waltrip Racing. Ryan, talk about your run today and talk about the championship.
Well, we didn't have the best car today, but I think we showed why we should, why we're the champions. We can adjust on a car and make it better. I just can't say how much I appreciate everyone at Michael Waltrip Racing, everyone on my team, this big dude right next to me here, my brother, my parents. Just, I'm really fortunate, and I just can't explain how much it means.
And Mike, can you talk about your championship driver?
We knew going in that we actually probably had one car we had to race against, which was Eddie McDonald in the 71. And we based our race strategy on racing the 71 car. Obviously, we were too tight to start with, and we almost knocked the wall down for a little while, and we adjusted on it, and we went all the way to too loose after that. But Ryan did a great job. His feedback was excellent, and it's been all year long. And we were able to come out of here with a pretty good finish. We knew we had to race the 71, and they've been a first-class team all year long, so we're pretty fortunate.
I'll open it to questions. We got Rodman here, and then Penny in the front, please.
Yeah, Dave Robin from NASCAR.com. Mike, you've been around for a little while, worked with a lot of guys. It's not like Ryan's come out of nowhere necessarily, but quantify where he is in relation to some of the other drivers you've seen, and is there any way you can compare him to anybody at the same age or the same stage of their career?
I've been fortunate to be doing this for a while, and I guess you could tell by my gray hair. Obviously, I've been doing it maybe too long, but actually, age-wise, I've never had a driver that's as young as he is, 17 years old. I've won a couple championships with Mike Stefanik. I've raced with Martin in the East in the North Series, and I also went over and did the nationwide deal with him. But as far as experience goes, I mean, I always tell Ryan he has two personalities, one when he's outside the car because he's really quiet, but when he gets inside the car, he's totally focused, and his feedback for a race car is exceptional, to be honest with you. And that really makes our job a lot easier, being able to work with somebody that doesn't have a lot of racetrack experience but is really, really good with giving you some feedback that works well.
Penny Accardi, Area Auto. Ryan, how much pressure did you feel today?
A lot. Definitely a lot. I mean, we came in here with only 30 points ahead. Eddie McDonald went out and won last week. I didn't know what he'd be doing this week. After qualifying, I was a little nervous. He went out and qualified second, and we were back in sixth. But I just went out and just ran our own race. I knew we'd have a good car. I knew we could work on it, make it better. These guys are championship caliber team. And they know what they're doing, so I knew we'd be all right.
Kim Robertson, Insider Racing News. What does it feel like in this year of firsts for the company with their first cup when you're now their first champion? What does it feel like to have that role with Michael Waltrip Racing?
It's pretty special to be first champion, get Michael Waltrip Racing their first championship. But it's just been a team effort this year. Everyone back at the shops helped out, come over and helped on the cars. Everyone working at the shops just been really good to me, helping me. We just had great cars every week. They've just been giving me awesome equipment every single week, and I just can't thank them enough.
Bob Pockers, NASCAR Scene. Did you ever look over in your pit and see all the people that were in there? I mean, it looked like a mob scene almost there. Michael was in there, and it looked like half of MWR's crews from this weekend were in there and everything.
Yeah, I seen over there after when I came over to the checkers off of four, it was like weight just lifted off my shoulders, and I just was smiling from ear to ear. But it's just really good to get them all the championship that they deserve.
Lee Spencer, Fox Sports. Can you outline what your program looks like for next year? I know you're spending a lot of time in the shop, but what's the game plan?
Honestly, I really don't know what we're doing next year. I think we're running East Series again full time. And hopefully get some nationwide starts and get some seat time in those cars.
Have any other questions for Mike or Ryan?
Yeah, Steve Richards with PR. And just to follow up with Lee's question there, Ryan, do you think you're ready for Nationwide?
It's a pretty big step. I don't think you're ever really ready out of these cars, getting into a car with different tires, bigger motors, more power, and bigger tracks. It's definitely going to be a big step moving up. I just want to get in them and get as much seat time as I can and learn as much about those cars as I can.
Mike, do you think he's ready?
To be honest with you, he's not even age ready, and he won't be till later on next year. So he's by far probably the youngest. You know, Joey Logano stepped up. The company does have plans for him this year. After we're done here, we're going to take him and do some. He's going to do some COT testing for us. We're going to put him in a big body car. He doesn't even know half the stuff I got lined up for him. So we're going to take him, and I don't think he's ready yet. But obviously, he's not even age ready yet. So I mean, he has plenty of time still to go.
Mike, in that sense, if you're trying to get him ready for the various next steps, would it be best just to run him in the Nationwide COT races next year rather than put him in a car and possibly develop any bad habits before he gets into a car with a splitter and everything?
I think the way the nation rules are going to be for next year is the speedways are going to be some of the COT races. And obviously he's not even eligible for that stuff. He's going to have to run some smaller tracks when he does turn 18 so he can get eligible for the bigger tracks. He's going to have to go to a mile before he goes to a mile and a half and so on and so forth. So you got to remember now, he only raced last year in some legend and some late model cars. This is actually, we took him to one race last year at Stafford before he's ever even been in a stock car. So he's by far surpassed all of our expectations, mine included, and everybody at the company. What we've done here is just an extreme bonus for everybody involved.
Championship run?
No. I mean, I'll be perfectly honest with you. You know, I knew going there that I said, well, we took him to a race at Stafford last year. It was the last race of the year, and he finished 11th, I believe, and it was one of the cars that we had been preparing for DEI that where I had worked at last year, and he did a good job. But I says, going to race a full schedule, you got to remember, every place that he's been to, he's never seen. I mean, tell me who at his age with no experience is going to win both road course races, you know. I mean, we went to Iowa, and he told me, he says, oh, it's going to take me a little while to get going. On the third lap, he's the fastest car at the racetrack, you know. So I said, I don't know where he gets it from. You have to ask his brother sitting back there, and I just keep telling him, you know, he says, you better look over his shoulder because his little brother's coming. So